This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
On the line with Mralu Chitema, a geologist and co-founder of Bono Properties and Opal Students. Good morning, Mralu.
Morning, how are you?
Good, and how are you?
I'm very well.
And thank you so much for coming through to talk to us. You are a geologist. I mean, what is a geologist? What do you do?
Oh, a geologist, it's a professional where the responsibility is to make sure that we have enough resources in our country where we explore and quantify and help to mine them. It can be any kind of mineral from coal, platinum, diamond, etc., etc.
And I mean, I'm just thinking, how did you get into that? What was it that that attracted you? I mean, I'm talking about a young boy from the province of Limpopo, humble beginnings. What attracted you to geology?
I couldn't say it was something that I had in mind, because when I was young, like anybody else, you just feel like, I want to be a doctor, I want to be this and that. So, but along the way, I happened to know about the mine which was in the local area, which was Chikondeni. And then I started to read about the different careers. That's where I found a career called geology. And I happened to find the career at the University of Venda. That's where I started.
And I mean, beyond that, you are into property. Tell me about Bono Property and Opal Students.
Bono Property, it's our development, property development company. It was started in 2017. And our vision was initiated by the lack of student accommodation, which was our main aim to start the company. It was mainly during the time where there was a student fee must fall. Immediately when it was granted, there was an article which was released that shows that we are having over 300,000 student shortage of student beds in South Africa. And that's where I have picked the problem. And then I said, one must try to see how we can be part of the solution on this. And then through that, that's where this brand called Opal Student was born, with the main aim to say, on this 300, let's give at least 3,000 student beds. We started in 2018, and currently we are just under 400 beds. We are having a second project that might coming next year, which will contribute another 250 beds.
And I mean, you obviously, going back, what was it beyond the fact that there was a shortage that encouraged you to go into property, you know, and I mean, it's not an easy industry to get into.
Definitely, it is not easy, but there was definitely something that influenced. First thing was, I was born in a construction family where my father was a builder. Then he taught me to build from a very young age because I used to help him. And then secondly, I was once a student who lived in a garage, because before I went to University of Venda, I went to Vale University where I only managed to be there for 6 months. I was staying in a garage in a very tough condition. And that kind of condition, when I saw that article about shortage of student accommodation, it brought back all those minds. And the reason why I started the company, it was initiated by the question from my little girl in 2017, where she asked another difficult question to me and my wife. Then she asked us, she said, Didi, why are you not rich? And to ask that question, it felt like she was saying, why did you choose to be poor?
Mm.
It felt like it was something that we have an option. But that's when we decided that if this child can see being poor or rich as an option, it means that we have also an option to be rich. And then that's where we started sitting together with my wife and said, let's start something. And that's where we together started the journey of property.
Mm. And how has it been? I mean, it's been over 10 years from that time when you built that three-bedroom house for your friend. How has it been looking back now, 10 years later?
Looking back, definitely it has not been an easy journey. There has been a lot of ups and downs, but the good thing is, as and when we go, there's always a memory to recall, and there's always a vision to say, we know our why, we know why we started, and whenever we came across any stumbling block, we always try to focus on finding the solution.
We're in conversation with Muraru Chitema, who is a geologist and a co-founder of Bono Properties and Opal Students. Now, tell me about just, your success stories. You have been now awarded Investor of the Year at the awards and walked away with Big League Investor of the Year. What does that mean, and what do you think has been the difference to keep you going?
There has been a lot of positive things, starting from investors. When I started before this Investor of the Year, it was a big hassle even to start talking to the people. I remember when I was talking to some of my friends about my vision, some will say, this is just a dream. It is too big for you. You can't do this. But since winning, I even got some calls from people to say, when is the next project we want to invest? I even got some visit. We are here to see your project, and we want to partnership with you. So definitely it gave me, or it uplifted me and put me in a spotlight to everybody who wants to invest.
Mm. Tell me about some of these projects that you're currently working on. I know you're busy with some construction, which is said to be completed by the end of the year.
Oh, the construction is done. We finish in November, and we currently have students at the OPA. We started it in January last year, and then in November we're finishing. It's a 94 apartments, two-bedroom apartments, and with the capacity to host about 376 students. We have opened since March, and then we are doing well so far. And then currently we are finalizing the finance for the second project. The one I said, it's going to be 250 students in Pretoria. And apart from that, we have some other projects that we're looking into in the region of Mpumalanga, and also another one in Joburg, where it will be a build to sell of about 350 apartments.
So I mean, I get the property, and it seems like you're doing well. So on a day-to-day basis, as a geologist, what do you do? Do you still do that?
Yes, I still do that partially as a consultant. I have a few days that I go to the mine and do my work as a geologist. And then I allocate sometimes again to do the properties also.
What would you say is the biggest challenge in starting? Langa here on Twitter is asking, how does one really start? Because I bought a stand in the Eastern Cape to do that for WSU students, but the challenge is finances. How would you advise somebody like Langa? And also, I mean, how much of a big role does finances play in this regard?
Finance play a big role. Really. But what I have seen work, it's following the correct strategy. What I have learned in this journey is that there is a simple principle where we call it SAP, which means it's a strategy, and then you check the area and then the property list, of which we saw that most of the people make a mistake by starting with finding a property and then think of what they want to do with it, and you try to fit the strategy. So if I can explain, is to say, if you want to start, you need to know your strategy first. What do you want to do? Do you want to go into student accommodation? Do you want Airbnb? Do you want normal rental? For instance, you said you want to start a student accommodation. You need to understand what are the requirements for student accommodation. For instance, there is a policy which says you can't have a student more than 20 kilometers away from the university, meaning that when you look at that, you need to go to second point to say, where is the area? The area should be within 20 kilometers. Best is if you are within 2 kilometers, because you won't even be needed to provide transport, because there's a condition to say if you are further than 2 kilometers, you must provide transport. So once you understand, let's say you manage to find an area which is closer to the university, now you need to understand what type of property. So that completes your SAP. What type of property do I need to in order to accommodate, which will enhance the student living? So if you follow that process, you have now a good motivation which you can put together and give it to the funder. And definitely, because you have considered all those three things, it will definitely help on the feasibility of your project. Immediately when you hand over the project which is feasible to the funder, they will definitely help you. They will definitely show interest on you. However, the thing that is more difficult in finance is not the bulk finance itself, but the equity part. Because each and every funder will like you to contribute something. It ranges from 10% to 30% of what you need. For instance, if you need to build, let's say, 100 million, they will say, give your 10 million. So that's where we find most people stuck. And then how I maneuver on that was through networking. I had a little bit of saving myself, because you can't go to somebody and say, help me, I'm building my dream, I don't have anything. So if you go to somebody and say, I want to help, I want to build this, but I have 40% or I have 50%, I need 50%. It might take time, but you will eventually find somebody who will say, okay, I understand what you want to do, I'm putting myself at risk and I'm giving you this. So that's how I have managed. For me to start there, I have to do something like that and raise some funds, which help us to buy the land. Because one of the challenge again is funder will consider you without a land.
That was going to be my next question as we wind down the conversation, Mralu, that in a South Africa where the issue of land is quite problematic, how do you deal with that?
Yes, that is one of the biggest challenge. Because one, if you are in thinking in line of investing on property, it means that whatever legal you have, better try to secure a piece of land. Because once you have it, the journey becomes simpler and simpler.
So now, I mean, if you look at being a property investor, and for those that want to go into that, how do you go about it? I mean, what advice can you give?
The biggest advice I can say is knowing why. If you want to start something and you understand why you want to do it, it is much easier. Because first thing in property, if you know that you want to do property, give yourself time to learn and know much about it. Immediately when you know, you tend to understand the challenges and stuff, then network with people who are already on it. Get a mentor, somebody who can show you where to go. And then the moment you start, you'll have this somebody on your side who would take you by hand and show you and help you to avoid some of the mistakes.
And finally then, Muraru, for those that want to find out a little bit more about Bono Properties, that want to find out a little bit more about Opal Students, where and how do they go about it?
We've got a website called opalstudents.co.za, so they can go online and read all about us, or they can even send an email at help@opalstudents.co.za. If they need to know more about our upcoming projects, they can also go to our main website for Bono Properties, which is www.bonoproperty.co.za.
Fantastic stuff, Muraru. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming through to talk to us this morning. Appreciate your time. Muraru Chitema, who is a geologist but also co-founder of Bono Properties and Opal Students, talking to us there about property investment.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.